Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chrissy Ayes, and you're jamming to DJ Flash.
We'll be right back.
say the first one's a love, it's the first one to leave. And you're gone, baby, so what does that mean? Your love slipped through my hands, and your love, I thought I could depend. But you said it had to end.
You slipped away from my love. You slipped. by my side to fill my every need.
Para ir afuera, poquito lo que hace que sí, pero si no, vamos al restaurante aquí, que hay que estarme y ahí se puede estar allá.
Ya.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good evening, mi gente linda.
Yeah. You want to introduce the show right quick for us? While we actually getting our guests on the line right now. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead and introduce the show, Marie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I could barely hear you. All right. Well, this is Versatile Radio tonight, and we're going to be introducing freestyle artist and upcoming and rising star freestyle artist, Benny Velez. Do we have him on the line?
Hello.
Hello, I think we have a bad connection here, Mary.
Yeah, okay. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very hot. It was not good, and I'm sure most of the East Coast over here has suffered the same amount of heat. So, yeah, the humidity's been pretty bad.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be
Versatile Radio. This is Mary live right now. Once again, Mary and Marae. We do apologize. We're having some sound issues right before this last segment. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Mr. Benny Velez.
How you doing?
Yes, fine. Thank you. God bless. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Trying to stay busy like always, you know.
For sure. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Listen, we've been very anticipating having you as a guest here on Versatile Radio, and we're very proud. We're very honored to have you on this evening, along with Mr. Johnny O. Himself will be doing the 911 America call 911 call 911 America Wilburn part two. And like I said, you know, it's just an honor and a pleasure. You want to say hello, Marae?
Hi, Benny.
Hi, my pleasure.
What's up, Mr. Velez? Always a pleasure, Papa. How
yes,
you doing
yes.
tonight?
I'm doing good. What time is it over there where you guys are at?
Approximately 8:30, I think so.
Oh, 8:30, okay. Are you guys like 3 hours behind or something?
Actually, if I was on the West Coast still, Benny, where I actually reside, they are 3 hours behind right now on the West Coast.
We're on the East Coast right now. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. And you yourself, you're where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida right now. That's where I live at now. But I'm originally from Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah, share the weather.
It's too hot. It's hot over here.
Is this like some kind of heat wave going on along the entire side of this United States? I mean, this is insane.
I know, but it's always hot here in Orlando. I mean, I've been here for 5 years, so every summer it's always hot. It's always like 90, 95 for like 6 months. It's like hot. Yeah.
Wow.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Do you love it? Oh. How can you love it? Oh my God. Benny, tell me, I need to know, okay? Because I'm considering visiting Florida before I go back to the West Coast, okay? But there's a big but there because I have struggled so bad in this weather for the past almost month here in Massachusetts. Yeah. This humidity is killing me. It's killing me. I mean, literally, it's very, very hard for me to deal and accept and try to adjust to this humidity. Is it humid where you're at, Florida?
Yes, it is. But, you know, the best time to come is like I always tell like family and friends, if they don't want the humidity and the sun burning you and everything like that, it's like from like October, December, you know, January around there. That's like the best time because the weather is like 75, 80 degrees. It's comfortable. It's nice, you know.
Okay.
You don't want to be at Disney World or downtown Disney in the middle of the sun. Like today was, you know, it was really, really hot. So, but it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's cool though.
What about your hometown, Ohio?
Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, it's cold over there. That's why I moved here.
So you like the heat. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Cleveland all my life, though. You know, I was raised in Puerto Rico. I moved, we moved to Cleveland when I was like 10, something like that. And then like 20 years ago, I moved to Orlando. And then I moved back to Cleveland. And then I stayed in Cleveland until 5 years ago.
Does this have anything, all changing and back and forth, does have anything to do with trying to stay in the warmer weather and bouncing back and forth? You know, it's hot here this time of the year or whatever.
No. I mean, in Cleveland, when I did a song called Dream Lover, you guys probably heard that. You probably heard the remix, but there's an original mix that I did like 20 years ago. And I was with Slamming Records at that time. That was like back in 91. And I was living here in Florida. And okay. I recorded that in New York. And then I moved back to Cleveland. But then in Cleveland, I've always been like a DJ. So I've always done like freestyle stuff, freestyle shows, and open up for like Cynthia, Little Susie, George Lamont, Noel, Goro. You know, I used to be like an opening act when the acts used to come into Cleveland. So, you know, I basically was a DJ. But I still did my music. I still did freestyle music and everything like that. And then I just stayed with the DJ thing. And, you know, I hooked up with promoters, Latin promoters that did, like, Latin bands with, you know, like Grupo Manía, La Máquina, Tito Roja, Tony Vega, you know, all them people. And, you know, I just got connections like that with a lot of Latin artists and a lot of freestyle stuff. So, I mean, I just stuck with music, you know. And, I don't know. I worked with a producer in Cleveland. I cut an album that the album I got now, the music that you're hearing now, basically are remakes that I did with somebody else. And I just, you know, I just updated everything. Like, Don't Say You Love Me. I got an original mix to that, which we made it better now. And Dream Lover is a remake. And then I did I'm Sorry and all these other songs that I wrote. And Tony Garcia produced and everything like that. So, you know, I try to stay busy, you know?
Absolutely. And to the listeners, at the beginning of this episode, that mix was done by DJ Flash. And there you would have heard a few of Mr. Benny Velez's songs, including that mix. Also, the song Dreams is also in rotation here at Bristol Highway School. A little bit later, after we get Johnny O to join us here. And I kind of wanted to touch down on your DJing career as far as, can you tell us a little bit about the background of that when you started? Did that actually get you or inspire you, motivate you into wanting to maybe loosen a little bit of your music and or, you know, become an artist?
Yeah, well, actually, the reason I got into DJing was because when I was like 13, something like that, I used to break dance back in the day with a dance group. And from there, it just grew because, and then I became like the DJ in high school. I was the DJ at all the parties, all the DJs in the neighborhood, house parties. You know, my brother had a friend who was a DJ, and since my brother's older, they were older. So I was a little kid. And I would go to these parties and my brother would tell his friends like, yo, my brother wants to, you know, do this, you know. So, you know, they used to let me get on and I used to do my thing. And it just evolved from there, you know. And then it just basically took off like in Cleveland. It took off for me because I got hired at a radio station, a hip hop station, a P1 radio station, which it was, you know, that's like top notch radio. And I was not a hip hop DJ, even though I used to DJ for a hip hop group. There was three of us called. We was called the Rapatronic Crew. I was a DJ, and there was two rappers, and I would, you know, do talent shows and shows with them and everything like that. But I've always done freestyle and top 40 Latin and everything else. But I don't know. It just evolved from there. And once I came to Florida and I recorded Dream Lover, I moved back to Cleveland, and then that's when I got hired at the radio station. Then I just started doing like the throwback mix at noon. It was like, I did it for 10 years and the station was new and they needed, you know, some new blood, I guess. And the program director actually came to the club where I was DJing and he was like, oh, I'm here. I hear a lot about you and can you make me a mix? And I said, I don't do that. You know, if you want to listen to me, sit here and listen. I gave him VIP passes and all this. And 10 minutes later, he's like, yo, I need you to start on Monday. And then I got hired and I did it for 10 years, a hip hop station. And I've DJed with, you know, big names like Mary J. Blige, Justin Timberlake, you know, all the hip hop artists, 50 Cent. I mean, all them guys, man, they used to come by the studio and I used to do my thing, you know. So, but I've always been involved in freestyle and Latin stuff because when I did the radio stuff and do these big concerts as a DJ, I also, when I used to go DJ at the nightclub, I used to also DJ for like the Latin bands. They used to come through, like, you know, if they had Grupo Manía in town, I would be the DJ. If you know, Tito Roja was in town, I would be the DJ. So I kind of bounced back and forth. And then when there was a freestyle concert, they would call me like, yo, Benny, you know, hey, we got such and such coming through, you know, we need you to open up. And I would just, you know, put on that hat and go and perform and do my thing. Actually, I performed with Cynthia. I opened up at a show and then I sang Dream Boy, Dream Girl with her back then. You know, she called me up on stage and I did Johnny O's part. You know what I'm saying? So that's how, I don't know, my DJ game, you know, took off like that. But to this day, I still DJ. I do a lot of weddings and I still travel doing that. But as far as my freestyle music, you know, I don't go out there and perform a lot, but, you know, people know me and they've heard my music and everything, but it's just something I like to do, you know? Hello?
by saying that you're sorry and you love me, my dear. But little do you know that when you left me behind, you walked out the door, you didn't even say goodbye. I gave you mostly everything from diamonds to gold. It's you, girl, that I want. In my arms, I want to hold.
Synagogue Church of Jesus Christ presents Revival with your host evangelist, Pastor Johnny O, teaching and preaching God's holy word. Now let's learn God's holy word on Revival.
I am Pastor Evangelist Johnny O. God bless and welcome to Revival. Part 2 of Call 911, America is about to burn. You know, this show has received so much praise from you, and I thank God. I give all the praise to Jesus Christ because of what he's done and what he's doing through me. You know, it's fascinating and that I'm getting all these phone calls from different pastors and leaders and ministries that are asking me to come and preach. If you're interested in coming to preach the gospel and the end time messages that I'm receiving to prepare the body of Christ for the coming calamity of the Shemitah and beyond, my number is 954-734-3851 and ask for Jeanette, which is one of the members of the church, my wife, my beautiful wife, of Synagogue Church of Jesus Christ, and we will set up everything, and I'll get out there. We could sing gospel. We have freestyle gospel, and we can just basically fellowship and get the body of Christ ready for this end-time nightmare that's coming like a train without brakes. It's fascinating when I speak to individual Christians on the social sites or anywhere that I engage and encounter, because they're loving and compassionate, but they're so asleep, basically. They're not aware of the coming calamity. And I tell them we need to be completely sold out for Jesus Christ. But yet, at the same time, they tell me, you should be preaching love, grace, mercy, and truth. And I say, I do, but we have to balance out the Bible, because T.D. Hale, a man that prophetically received dreams about the end times, said that these large ministries are going to suffer because they're keeping the people asleep with these prosperity messages and sermons, and these sermons that are just not for today. The season is over for that. We need to prepare the body of Christ for the coming calamity and the apocalyptic messages that are coming. And with that, the encompassing message of salvation, mercy, grace, and truth. My God, it's coming like a flood. We have our nation, America, is right now the modern-day Babylon, the modern-day in Egypt. We have a pharaoh in place right now with arrogance and pride, and he's got all these executive orders at his disposal. He's destroying the Constitution, if the Constitution hasn't been already abolished, and he's destroying America. He's just taking a shotgun and shooting down that bird, and he's putting it in his room, in the White House room, as a trophy on the floor, filled with its blood and just rotting away. And he's laughing in his arrogance. He's laughing. And we're here as a church asleep because we're not doing anything and mentioning the prophetic and warning the people of the coming calamity. And I have chosen to take Synagogue Church of Jesus Christ according to the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and to reach out with a message of hope, grace, and mercy in Christ to prepare the body of Christ for the coming Shemitah and calamity judgment that God has ordained. He has ordained this nation's destruction and doom, but the people is a different matter. He cares about you. He died for you, and he wants you to be saved. You know, the Bible is very clear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. God hates these things. But I can tell you nicely, and I can tell you with every fiber in my body, perfect love casts away all fear. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfect in love. And God has a perfect, perfect plan for us all. And he wants us to not fear him because he's a loving father. But at the same time, if the angels can turn around in Revelation and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come, and they can reverence him on a higher scale, then I have to learn to fear God and to fear him who can destroy the body and the soul in hell. We read that also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, where he says, do not fear those who could kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And that word fear is tremble. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, that word means afraid or to fear. So we got to gain the Bible's perspective and its proper teaching in the Greek and in the Hebrew. My ministry, Synagogue Church of Jesus Christ, is about that. It's about the messianic message. It's this first century church where the Jews and the Gentiles worshiped Yeshua, God Almighty, and loved him and praised his holy name. And that's what it's all about. We love him, we glorify him, and we magnify him. Last week, in part one of Call 911, America is About to Burn, we heard Pastor Levy talking about America and the prophetic download he received through the anointing of the Holy Spirit on Isaiah 19, being that America was the modern-day Babylon, Egypt, and that we had a pharaoh whose name was Obama. Now we're going to hear the continuation and the conclusion of that vision, and then we're going to go into a very special time of hearing a very powerful, powerful vision that solidifies what's going to come. And Pastor Levy's vision and her vision solidifies the Shemitah and what's going to occur. But without any further ado, God came to set you free. And God loves when you are a cheerful giver and that you set your tithe out. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who supports Synagogue Church of Jesus Christ. Use PayPal. My email is funktasticent@yahoo.com. That's funktasticent@yahoo.com. Again, thank you. God bless you. I can't keep this show going and buying the equipment.